Get ready to simplify your life with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. Stay connected wherever you go and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Powering applications like real-time GPS and voice assistant, navigation becomes a breeze. Plus, with Wi-Fi for up to 10 devices, you can keep everyone entertained while on the road. Work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. Discover the convenience for yourself and see if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicles and operation compatible device and vehicle require. Summer is almost here and I'm so excited to go on vacation with my kids next month. We love going anywhere warm with a beach. I always make packing harder than it needs to be, but this year I'm doing all of my summer shopping at Macy's. I can find everything I need from bathing suits, sandals, summer dresses, shorts, even towels and sunscreen at Macy's. Whether you're packing for a destination vacation or planning a backyard staycation, Macy's has what you need. You can shop top brands like Levi's, Dolce Vita, Lacoste, and more. Shop at Macy's.com/ownyourstyle. Hey there, mamas. Everyone knows how it goes. You're giving it your all to breastfeed or pump for your little one. But there are times when you might need a little extra help. That's where traditional medicinals Mother's Milk comes in. Mother's Milk is an organic herbal tea blend designed to support healthy lactation for breastfeeding and pumping moms. Plus, it's caffeine-free. Learn more about Mother's Milk at traditionalmedicinals.com/mothersmilk. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. This sun season, evolve your sun care with new Banana Boat 360 coverage. With advanced control mist, it's a new way to spray. It's an all-new bottle for an all-new mist experience that smells great and is incredibly light on your skin. Better control means coverage you can count on. To customize your spray, tap the trigger lightly to cover targeted areas or pull the trigger fully for a long, continuous spray, ensuring long-lasting Banana Boat protection. Plus, it's refillable, from sweat-resistant sport formula to kids SPF 50+. When headed to the beach, I want to make sure my kids are protected, so I never leave home without Banana Boat 360 Mist. Shop Banana Boat 360 Mist at Walmart, Target, or Amazon.
Wind Down with Jana Kramer, an iHeartRadio podcast.
All right, guys. So welcome to another week of Wind Down. I've got neighbor Pam with me.
I'm here.
So I kind of wanted to just throw a curveball on this podcast. I have had a lot of people. I mean, there's been a lot of stuff in the news lately, one being obviously Britney Spears, which I feel bad even talking about because did you see the documentary?
I did.
And it's just like, I just want people to leave her alone.
Oh, like my heart. I mean, she's just so scrutinized and it's, yeah.
Like it just, and I feel bad, but we are like, and I feel like such a hypocrite. I'm like, leave her alone. Let's talk about it on today on Wind Down. But I do feel like there's so much stuff out there. So, you know, we just wanted to get the people on that can just give us some more understanding because I have a lot of questions around it. But we're going to have an editor who's been reporting on all things and then a lawyer just to kind of catch us up to speed and help us understand what a conservatorship is. And also, yeah, but I do just feel bad because I'm friends with her sister, Jamie Lynn. I mean, Jamie Lynn wrote, I Got the Boy, and I texted Jamie when I heard all the stuff in the media, and it just, you know, I basically just said, like, I'm praying for you and your family. I know we don't know the full truth of anything. And so just know that, like, I'm here as a friend supporting you, caring about you, praying for you. And she wrote back, you know, a sweet message. And I'm like, girl, you don't need to say anything. You don't need to explain nothing to me. Like, I'm just literally saying, we don't know. Like, y'all, like, your family, that is y'all's business. And unfortunately, I can't even imagine, you know, being in that situation and the things that, like, they're being so awful to even Jamie Lynn. And I'm like, it's just like, there's a lot that we probably don't know.
I mean, they're just a family in pain, just like a lot of us have, you know, these situations with families, but, like, nobody looks at them like that and they don't get that grace or that, you know, understanding or kindness, and it's sad.
Yeah, and so again, I'm sure there's, I'm sure there's a lot we don't know, and, you know, my friendship with Jamie, I would never, ever dare to even ask. Again, that's not my business, and that's why I'm like, I feel bad talking about her sister because we're friends. But again, I think it's just,
I don't even know what it is. Like, I'd like to understand it.
I mean, I feel like, you know, it's like, what are her rights? And like, if somebody is being, you know, held against.
Say you can't have kids? Yeah. Like,
I think that's where it kind of struck us is like, you know, being women and them saying that she can't get the IUD removed or get married. I mean, that's where, that's crazy.
I know. So we're going to have Ashley, the editor, coming on very soon. And then also, gonna throw a little curveball, because when I was on Daily Pop, apparently the government is going to disclose that there are UFOs.
What? I'm so, here for that.
I know. So all things Britney and UFOs coming up next.
Hey there. Did you know that May is Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month? Macy's is celebrating by highlighting some cool AAPI-owned brands like Cardon, Kaja, Amelia George, and Hey Maeve. I mean, I love that a big brand like Macy's is supporting Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month. It's important. But you know what? The best reason to check out these brands is that they're just really awesome. Seriously, you need to check them out. And you know what else? You have a great opportunity to open up access to college for AAPI students and help them succeed by donating to APIA Scholars. APIA is the nation's leading nonprofit organization devoted to the academic, personal, and professional success of Asian American, Native Hawaiian, and Pacific Islander students. You can donate online or just round up your purchase at Macy's when you check out. So do what you can to help. Join Macy's and round up your purchase to the nearest dollar at checkout to support APIA Scholars. Shop Asian American and Pacific Islander owned brands at Macy's.com or in store.
Get ready to simplify your life with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. Stay connected wherever you go and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Powering applications like real-time GPS and voice assistant, navigation becomes a breeze. Plus, with Wi-Fi for up to 10 devices, you can keep everyone entertained while on the road. Work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. Discover the convenience for yourself and see if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicles in operation. Compatible device and vehicle require. In every pair of Tecovas boots, you can expect handmade quality, first wear comfort, and timeless Western style. A great pair of Western boots will elevate a casual look or add a refined flair that'll draw both eyes and compliments. Tecovas boots are always made from premium bovine and exotic leathers, and with occasional resoling, they will last a lifetime. The best way to shop for boots is at your local Tecova store, where you'll be greeted by the smell of fresh leather and a friendly smile. Come on in, grab a cold one, get fitted by a pro, and shop the latest styles. They also offer custom branding and leather stamping if you want to personalize your boots or find leather goods. And stay cool in a short sleeve, moisture wicking pearl snap, or make your own shade with one of their classic straw hats, new in both men's and women's styles. And if you're planning to hit the road, Tecova's ever-growing lineup of rugged and full-grain leather bags will get you where you're headed in style and are built to last decades. Visit Tecovas.com. That's Tecovas, T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com. And don't go gently, y'all. You wake up with a sore throat and a low-grade fever. You know you're getting sick. Your choices are, well, get sicker and miss work. Hope to see a doctor this week, or sit hours in a crowded urgent care waiting room. Nope, not me. I have a smarter option, because listen, as a mom, we cannot afford to get sick. So therefore, moms, I got something for you. My medical emergency kit. When you get your own medical emergency kit, you just match your symptoms to the doctor recommended prescription in your kit. No waiting to see the doctor. You get well faster. This is not a first aid kit. It's like having an urgent care in your home. It includes doctor prescribed meds to treat over 39 medical issues like COVID, strep throat, pneumonia, all kinds of infections, including UTIs and many more. Plus a doctor's guide, so you'll know exactly which med to take and how. As a working mom of three, like I said, I cannot afford to get sick, and I definitely don't have hours to spend in the urgent care waiting room. My medical emergency kit brings me peace of mind. It makes me feel so much better knowing I can be prepared for whatever might come up. And also with a young little baby, I gotta stay healthy. I recently used the anti-nausea medication included in the kit. I was shocked by how much better I felt after taking it. The instructions in the kit are super clear and easy to understand, and I'm so glad I have my medical emergency kit on hand. Every home should have at least one medical emergency kit. Order yours online in minutes. Your kit will be rushed to your door. Get 15% off at twc.health/Jana and use promo code Jana. That's promo code Jana at twc.health/Jana.
Okay, so to kind of help break this down a little bit, since I mean, I've only just seen what I've read and heard and stuff, but we have Ashley Cullins, who's actually the business editor for The Hollywood Reporter, who's reporting on all things Britney. So let's get her in and let's chat about it. Ashley, thank you so much for coming on Wind Down. Okay, can you just get us up to speed on all things Britney?
So in the Britney conservatorship world, people had always kind of speculated whether or not she was okay with the arrangement. Sources close to her would say that she was unhappy. Fans would be dissecting every little thing.
Yeah, I even see like Chrishell on, you know, I was watching that documentary too. It's like, wow, they're like, she said this word, or it's like, put this. I'm like, that's like, they really went deep into it.
Yeah. She posted 3 red pictures in a row. This is an SOS. Like, her Instagram was like an Easter egg hunt for people who were trying to figure out whether or not she was okay. And so this week was the first time she's ever publicly talked about it.
And why do we think that this is the first time that she talked about it?
So in the fall, a few things happened. There was a push to make her dad less involved and share sort of the business aspect of the conservatorship. And also, her lawyer said in a filing for what I believe was the first time that this has been voluntary this whole time. And so I think that may have been when she found out that it was voluntary based on some of the things she said this week. And I think she was just done and ready to speak her side of the story.
I guess I just don't understand, like, how, I mean, at 39, could she even be involved in a conservatorship? Because isn't it mostly for people who are a lot older and can't speak? Or
yeah, it's very confusing for a lot of reasons. It's been going on for a long time. And I think part of the issue is this hasn't really happened before, at least not to anyone high profile. There are, I'm sure, people who are similarly situated who we don't hear about because they're private people. But you're right. This is generally something that is put into place to help older individuals as they start to physically and mentally decline. And typically these end when that person dies. And so having somebody who's been in a situation like this want out of it isn't something that happens very often.
So what do you think will we hear from Jamie's side, the dad, on why, or, you know, what her, because, you know, I mean, if I'm watching her Instagram, she's clearly not the Britney that I've grew up with. I mean, she seems, you know, I don't know. Like, I don't know, you know, her health or what her mental state is. I mean, is there something where that'll come out to be like, hey, this is in her best interest to not have another baby? Or even though I don't think it's right to have anyone control their body, having said that, if they're not physically capable, like, I don't know.
Yeah, the Instagram situation is strange. I agree that it doesn't seem like her. And it'll be interesting to see how that changes moving forward. Like, if her posts do become a little bit more like what we would expect from her, and maybe this was just a cry for help the whole time. I'll be interested to see what her dad says now, because they took a 20-minute recess so that his side could comment. And then it was a lame one sentence. I'm sorry she feels this way, basically. The medical stuff is interesting and very sad. And it could very well be that they're in a situation where she does want to have another kid and her family is questioning whether or not she should do that. But again, like you said,
do they do like yearly mental evaluations or something? Like, who is saying and how are they saying that she's incapable?
So That's a tough question, because there is a court of investigator assigned to Brittany, who's basically, her job is to make sure that this is working for her. Those reports are confidential. So we don't know, other than seeing on the docket, it will pop up, but there's no way to tell what they found. So the New York Times referenced one from a couple weeks ago in a story earlier this week that was leaked. And she told the investigator then that she wanted to get out. And the investigator passed that information along, but apparently they determined at the time that it wasn't right. I don't think Brittany formally petitioned to get out of it, but she at least made her wishes known then. And so now she's saying she wants out, and she doesn't want them to do any kind of psych evaluation because she feels like she's seeing too many strange therapists and psychiatrists. And yet it may be tough for her to prove that she's ready to run her own life without taking that step.
But she's still working and like making her own money. Though? Yeah. So she's capable.
What is she working on? Because she said she's not going to tour. I mean, obviously she's going to have,
over the past however many years it's been, 15 years that it's been, she's worked that whole time.
How long has the conservatorship been?
It's been like 2013.
13 years. Yeah. 2008.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that's crazy.
She's worked the entire time. I mean, that's showing capability.
The only thing is like, I look back and it's like, okay, 13 years. From then, again, just watching her Instagram, it just seems like she has continued to mentally maybe not be there. And my, like, this is where I'm just, this would be terrible, but like, I'm like, what are they giving her? Are they giving her these pills mm-hmm. or are they giving her something to like make her, like, which is just awful to think about. But you think, you know, I mean, look at Michael Jackson didn't he get like fed pills? I mean, you see these people that are just given things because they're under this. They either trust the doctor or they trust this, you know, their father or whatever. It's like, I don't know. But watching the decline has been like super sad, obviously, as someone, you know, I'm a huge, huge fan of her and that whole situation. And she seemed way more together when this first happened.
Exactly.
So that's where I'm kind of like,
Yeah, it's a tough situation. And obviously she feels like the people around her weren't listening to her and weren't doing what was in her best interest. But I would like to believe that they at least thought they were. But part of the issue here is anytime you're dealing with mental health, first of all, I don't want to diagnose her. But she said this week that she knows she does at least need some therapy, that there's stuff going on.
Who doesn't?
I know, right?
We all have our mental issues.
You know. Sometimes people in that situation immediately turn to medication. And not every medication is right for every person. And so it could have been a situation where they're like, okay, well, she's not getting quote unquote better, so let's try more or let's try different instead of listening to what she said wasn't working.
Yeah, I mean, a friend was telling me about like this intervention they had on one of these artists who they tried one thing, one pill, and the doctor just kept giving the medicine. Cause it's like when you get these rock docs, they'll just give you, I mean, I could call a doctor and be like, hey, I need, and they're like, okay, great. They don't really see what else you're taking or this, that, and the other. So it's like, sometimes they just keep adding. And finally they're like, you can't even walk on stage. Like you gotta clean out all this stuff. And so it's just scary. And like, yeah, of course, like you said, like you want to hope that someone is doing it for their best interest. But when there's, I don't know, I'm like, maybe it's just because where I'm at in my life. I'm like, I have a hard time trusting anyone right now. But I'm like, with all that money and I don't know.
Like, how do they decide? I mean, if it can be reversed and like, when will we know anything?
So there's not like a hard deadline, but there is a hearing set for next month. I can't remember the date off the top of my head. And I'm sure that the judge is going to ask for some kind of status update because her response was, okay, well, clearly you want out of this. Like, please put it in writing. But there was also a bit of a discussion about her wanting to hire her own lawyer, which is complicated because in the conservatorship, like the conservatorship has to hire her lawyer. So,
which actually makes no sense because, I mean, she should be able to hire her own. Like, so then the institution that is, you know,
she's clearly well enough to get her own.
She should be able to have her own lawyer.
Yeah. And the tricky thing is, though, if they decide that she's well enough to have her own lawyer, then that kind of immediately answers the question as to whether uh-huh. she's well enough to be in this situation. So this hasn't happened before, at least not in the public eye. So I would expect that in the next couple of weeks, we'll see some kind of a petition filed. I don't know how her family is going to react to it. I don't know if they're gonna just say, okay, let's let you out of it and see what happens, or if they're gonna want her to be evaluated to make sure that she's ready, because I think if they thought she was, they would have said, okay, it's time to end this. But again, who knows what's going on in any of their heads.
It just makes me sad again that, you know, we're hearing that she couldn't have another kid or get married. It's like, that broke my heart, because it's
for anybody to be restricted from that is just cruel.
It's just, yeah, that like, of all the stuff, I was like, that right. one just, I mean, I can't even imagine, like, that's just awful. But I mean, what are your kind of like final thoughts on this, Ashley? Like, do you think, you know, because you don't know, like you said, it's never been like this. Do you think that she will be able to get out, even though it's never been like this?
I hope so, because it's clearly not working for her. And the point of this is to help the person, right? So if her family wants to help her and the people around her want to help her, and she's saying, this isn't helping me, this is making things worse, then you would hope they would find some way to end it while still maybe giving her some kind of support. You know, I don't know what that looks like. I would imagine that this will be messy. I unfortunately do not think this is going to be a clean, like, she files one petition and her family says great and the investigator says great and then it's just done. I expect that this is going to drag out for a little bit, but I hope that everyone involved is at least being mindful of what she said this week and actually, you know, hearing it as opposed to just listening.
Yeah, they need to listen to her too. And yeah, and put things into action. And it just makes me sad, like, from watching that documentary too. It's just everyone, and I even feel bad at having this conversation. It's like everyone's always just talking mm-hmm. about her and, like, you know, picking on her. And it's just, her life has just been, I remember I actually sat on an airplane next to Larry, her at the time, it was her manager.
Yeah.
And he was just like, look over. And he told me that, you know, he worked with Britney Spears. And he's like, look right out the window, airplane window right now. He's like, every single person knows who Britney Spears is. Mm-hmm. Not one person out there does not know who she is. And I'm like, man, like, just having America rip her apart. And again, watching that documentary, I felt awful for her. It's like, can people just stop controlling her? And
yeah,
that's scrutiny. Why she lost her mind. I mean, you got a jug right here. I mean, Pamela's got a mug that says, Britney survived 2007. You can survive today. It's like, you know, I mean, I feel terrible. Like, let her just live her life.
Life is hard enough without everyone in the world having an opinion about how you're living yours.
Amen to that. Well, Ashley, thank you so much for coming on, and keep giving us the real news, okay?
I will. Thanks for having me.
All right. Thanks, babe. Okay, now we are going to bring on Benny. And Benny is a lawyer, last 15 years. So we're going to just kind of ask her on the law side what she thinks about all of this. Hey, how are you?
Good. How are you guys?
Good. Thank you so much for coming on Wind Down. So we just got off with Ashley, who is a reporter that's been kind of following all the Britney stuff. And on the law side, we just have so many questions. So if it's cool, can we just jump right on in?
Absolutely.
Okay. How can a 39-year-old be in a conservatorship?
So basically, there's a triggering event, which was her, what a lot of people call, like, a psychiatric breakdown 13 years ago, where, this was like right after she had had her babies. And, you know, the documentary that we all saw sort of explains that. And typically conservatorships are literally to conserve a human being when there is a threat that they cannot, you know, manage their own personal decisions and their own financial affairs. So the court literally appoints another person to manage that those decisions so that the person who is being conserved, called the conservatee, is conserved. And, you know, they're protected from basically a host of bad things that can happen to them.
And typically the conservatorship, you know, lasts until like the person dies, because it's usually for like older people. And so that's why I think this case is kind of a little bit more unique.
Absolutely. You hit the nail right on the head there. Traditionally and commonly, conservatorships are for elderly disabled adults. And so this is a case that is very unusual in that what started out as potentially a temporary measure to protect her has turned into like a very restrictive, lifelong, you know, like commitment to be conserved and have somebody else make the decisions for you. And certainly, I think normally the way a conservatorship terminates is when a person dies. So this case raises the question of, she's 39 years old, and hopefully she has many, many, many decades ahead of her. And is she going to be under this conservatorship until she dies? Clearly, you know, that's problematic from a standpoint of somebody who potentially had an issue and needed to be conserved, but no longer needs that.
This is probably, I have two really stupid questions. One, she said she had an IUD, and can't she just go to the gynecologist herself and be like, take my IUD out? Because like, it's not like she walks around with her conservatorship paperwork saying like, well, it says right here that I have to keep this in. Like, couldn't she just be like, no, F that. Like, I want this IUD out.
So it's not a dumb question. Actually, that's something that really struck out to me when reading her transcript, is that important reproductive choices were being like, the conservatorship controls her rights, you know, her like reproductive rights, which it seems, you know, really unusual. And the other like really unusual aspect of it is, So I don't know, I don't have all the information to exactly answer that question about whether she has that freedom. Certainly based on her words, she does not at least feel like she has that freedom, or she's been told she doesn't have that freedom to just deny that and say, no, I don't want, you know, this device that prevents me from procreating. The other unusual aspect of it when I read the interview was, you know, she mentioned being administered lithium, and from my, you know, knowledge of the law on conservatorships is that you cannot force someone to take a psychiatric medication without a different type of conservatorship. Like, those are usually called LPS conservatorships. And I'll admit that I'm not really familiar with all the details of this particular conservatorship, but to my knowledge, at least what's publicly available, I'm not aware of there also being an LPS conservatorship over Ms. Spears.
Do you think she'll be able to get out?
You know, I think that nobody can doubt, you know, the eloquent and powerful way in which she delivered her statement to the court. I do believe that, you know, she has definitely started that conversation and saying something like, I didn't know that I could terminate this conservatorship. You know, the best thing about this particular case is that it happens to be before a judge that is amazing. I mean, she's probably one of the best judges in the probate court in Los Angeles. So she is not going to let a statement like that go without actually exploring to see, you know, what needs to happen. Like, do restrictions need to be lifted? Does this conservatorship need to be terminated? Like, all of those conversations have now started and are well underway.
Another really stupid question, but because the conservatorship was her father, you know, her father was the person doing it. He's a guardian. So it's like, I mean, why would you have to put a conservatorship when you're a parent?
Because when you, guardianships are for minor children. So until you turn 18, your parent is your minor. And then when you're an adult, and if you need to be conserved and somebody needs to be made your decision, then you become a conservator to be able to have that official authority.
Got it. Well, thanks for your insight. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, of course.
Of course.
You guys have a good day.
We're gonna have you back on. We got some more law questions for you.
Sure.
Okay. Thank you. All right. Bye, girl. Bye. Well, I just, because how do I say this? In my twisted movie brain, and I'm like, oh, he's probably paying off the judges. He's gonna pay off this person. Because it's just, I think money ruins families.
Yeah, for sure.
But I just hope and pray that whatever is meant to be, and I just hope that she gets the help, she gets what she wants, and there's just support. Because, I mean, again, we don't know the full situation.
I think, it you know, the very least, just people just need to listen to her words.
Yes. Very well said. Okay, it's the moment we've all been waiting for. UFOs. Pamela, do you think they are real?
Yes.
Yes. Oh, my God. I thought for sure you were going to say no. And I was like, oh, here we go.
I do.
You do?
Uh-huh. Okay. I just think there's so many like unexplained weird things that have happened that's the answer for me.
So if you think there's UFOs, that means that there's aliens. So what kind of like, how do you, which alien do you, because there's been a lot of alien movies. So what does that alien look like to you? Like, who's flying the UFO? Who's flying the ship?
Right. I mean, I think it's...
Is it Tom Cruise? Is it like the...
It's similar to human.
Oh, you think it's human?
Like, not human. You know, like they... Like
Rihanna.
No. They resemble humans.
Interesting.
Not to like the full, but like, you know, like a body and arms and that kind of thing.
Okay, so like if we're talking Will Smith Independence Day, is it like body arms like that? Or do you think it really has like our kind of flesh and...
I mean, I think it's more if just like, you know, what I'm visualizing in my head, who am I to even like know? But I just like visualize like really almost like they're 100 years old looking. You know what I mean? Just like really like thin and like just... crawly and I don't know.
Do you think people have been abducted by aliens?
I mean, people say they have.
Listen to their words. Listen to their words.
Like, who are we to say?
It's true. I mean, the guy in, again, Independence Day, he saw it coming. I 1000% believe that there's aliens. I believe in all of it. I believe in ghosts. I believe in area. What's the area 51?
51. Isn't there an area? Studio 54 and Area 51 together. That's amazing.
Oh, I think it's something like that.
It's Area 51, I think.
Well, I believe the government's been hiding that stuff for us for years. Yeah, Area 51. Yeah. I mean, so I'm like, where is it? Let's go to it. Mark, do you believe in aliens?
I believe in aliens in the grand sense of the universe. Like, if the universe is intimate, I don't believe it's possible that there couldn't be some other form of life somewhere, just by the definition of infinity. But I don't know that I believe that we've been visited. And I don't know. I think it might be like, you know, if you picture a beach and we're a grain of sand in Huntington Beach and the aliens are on a grain of sand in Newport Beach, like they're never going to find each other. You know, it's like that kind of a situation.
Huh. Easton?
I like the idea of them, but I don't know if I just feel like we must be so primitive to anything that has the ability to come to Earth. Like, I feel like it would be like, why make I'm not out there trying to make contact with a squirrel on my fence, you know, because he has nothing to offer me. So I feel like, I don't know. I feel like they're out there, but they're not going to bother Earth because it's like, what do we have for them? You know,
we have everything. We've got food. We've got technology. We've got Earth. I mean, even Jolie said the other day, she's like, I love our planet. Like, our planet is great. Right?
It's great. Yeah. For an elevated life form, I mean, they must have bigger fish to fry. That's where my mind's going.
They don't care about our churros and stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, they want.
But how do we know that? I mean, you know, maybe
they're probably just... yeah. They're on Santa Monica Boulevard eating all those churros. You know, like they're loving it. Although I feel they look like the ones from what was the movie A Quiet Place. That's how I imagine.
I did see a thing in the news where they're like extraterrestrials have probably landed on Earth, but get this. They're bacteria and they're single cells. And I'm like, that's stupid. I can't see that.
Oh my.
That's lame.
That's uninteresting.
Yeah, that's super uninteresting. Cause obviously, like I believe in that stuff too. But I do think that we are not alone.
I agree.
Oh. But we have a UFO. I think he's like a specialist on UFOs. He's his name is Nick Pope. And he's a former UK Ministry of Defense employee. So he goes on record and talks all about his beliefs and opinions. And he's basically a UFO investigator. So I'm very interested to see what he has to say about that. Because when that came up on Daily Pop, I was like, yes, I want to know more. So coming up, we'll have Nick Pope.
Hey there. Did you know that May is Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month? Macy's is celebrating by highlighting some cool AAPI-owned brands like Cardon, Kaja, Amelia George, and Hey Maeve. I mean, I love that a big brand like Macy's is supporting Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month. It's important. But you know what? The best reason to check out these brands is that they're just really awesome. Seriously, you need to check them out. And you know what else? You have a great opportunity to open up access to college for AAPI students and help them succeed by donating to APIA Scholars. APIA is the nation's leading nonprofit organization devoted to the academic, personal, and professional success of Asian American, Native Hawaiian, and Pacific Islander students. You can donate online or just round up your purchase at Macy's when you check out. So do what you can to help. Join Macy's and round up your purchase to the nearest dollar at checkout to support APIA Scholars. Shop Asian American and Pacific Islander-owned brands at Macy's.com or in-store.
Get ready to simplify your life with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. Stay connected wherever you go and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Powering applications like real-time GPS and voice assistant, navigation becomes a breeze. Plus, with Wi-Fi for up to 10 devices, you can keep everyone entertained while on the road. Work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. Discover the convenience for yourself and see if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicle is in operation. Compatible device and vehicle require. In every pair of Tecovas boots, you can expect handmade quality, first wear comfort, and timeless Western style. A great pair of Western boots will elevate a casual look or add a refined flair that'll draw both eyes and compliments. Tecovas boots are always made from premium bovine and exotic leathers, and with occasional resoling, they will last a lifetime. The best way to shop for boots is at your local Tecovas store, where you'll be greeted by the smell of fresh leather and a friendly smile. Come on in, grab a cold one, get fitted by a pro, and shop the latest styles. They also offer custom branding and leather stamping if you want to personalize your boots or find leather goods. And stay cool in a short sleeve moisture wicking pearl snap, or make your own shade with one of their classic straw hats, new in both men's and women's styles. And if you're planning to hit the road, Tecova's ever-growing lineup of rugged and full-grain leather bags will get you where you're headed in style and are built to last decades. Visit Tecovas.com. That's Tecovas, T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com. And don't go gently, y'all. You wake up with a sore throat and a low-grade fever. You know you're getting sick. Your choices are, well, get sicker and miss work, hope to see a doctor this week, or sit hours in a crowded urgent care waiting room. Nope, not me. I have a smarter option. Because listen, as a mom, we cannot afford to get sick. So therefore, moms, I got something for you. My medical emergency kit. When you get your own medical emergency kit, you just match your symptoms to the doctor-recommended prescription in your kit. No waiting to see the doctor. You get well faster. This is not a first aid kit. It's like having an urgent care in your home. It includes doctor-prescribed meds to treat over 39 medical issues like COVID, strep throat, pneumonia, all kinds of infections, including UTIs and many more. Plus a doctor's guide so you'll know exactly which med to take and how. As a working mom of three, like I said, I cannot afford to get sick, and I definitely don't have hours to spend in the urgent care waiting room.
My medical emergency kit brings me peace of mind. It makes me feel so much better knowing I can be prepared for whatever might come up. And also with a young little baby, I gotta stay healthy. I recently used the anti-nausea medication included in the kit. I was shocked by how much better I felt after taking it. The instructions in the kit are super clear and easy to understand, and I'm so glad I have my medical emergency kit on hand. Every home should have at least one medical emergency kit. Order yours online in minutes. Your kit will be rushed to your door. Get 15% off at twc.health/Jana and use promo code Jana. That's promo code Jana at twc.health/Jana.
Do you love witty sarcasm and talking fast? And are you longing to return to Stars Hollow for one more trip to Kim's Antiques or just to pick up a few things at Dozie's Market? Is an overnight stay at the Dragon Flan on your list of plans for a getaway? Is a burger from Luke's Diner on the menu for tonight? This is Scott Patterson. I was Luke Danes for 153 episodes and in 4 Netflix movies. I am All In, an iHeartRadio podcast. Come hang with us. We're re-watching together. We're visiting with all our favorite cast and crew members. We talk fast. We've got a lot to say. Listen to I Am All In wherever you listen to podcasts.
Nick?
Yes. Hello.
Oh my gosh. Oh, hello.
Oh, the accent. Yes.
Hi.
Hello.
It's so nice to meet you.
Likewise, likewise.
So we were just having the great debate about UFOs, and I've been told that the government is going to release some UFO information. Do you know anything about that?
Yes, it is supposed to be today.
Stop, really?
Yeah, absolutely. There are rumors flying around. There are leaks coming out of Washington, D.C. I mean, this report was requested from Director of National Intelligence by the Senate Intelligence Committee. And today is the deadline. So if it's any later than today, they will have missed that deadline. So we'll watch and wait and hope.
I mean, you obviously believe in UFOs. And have you seen a UFO?
Sadly, I've never seen anything myself, but I have investigated them for the British government. And that's a job I did at the Ministry of Defense in the 90s. So I'm fascinated by this subject. To me, and there can be few bigger or more profound questions than, are we alone or not in the universe? And if we're not alone, my goodness, are we being visited?
What did you find from your investigations? Like it's out there? There's just something that you found that you would love to share about your investigation?
Well, sadly, we didn't find a smoking gun. So I can't point you to any one piece of evidence that says this is 100% extraterrestrial. But we had, and the US government has, and that's why I guess we're getting this report to Congress, a number of cases where these things have been seen by military pilots, tracked on radar, performing extraordinary speeds and maneuvers that we simply can't match. And obviously people are saying to themselves, look, whatever's going on, something we need to figure out, is it Russia, is it China, or is it somewhere a little further away? We need to find out.
I mean, do you believe that an alien is flying that UFO?
I hope so. Look, aliens would be far more interesting than Russians.
Yes.
So of all the theories that are out there, I think it's the most intriguing. And I'm not sure this report, just because governments just don't come out and say, hey, people, there's aliens. So I'm not sure that this report to Congress is going to say that. It will probably say, well, we haven't found any evidence, but neither can we rule out the possibility. We need to ramp up the effort to figure out what's going on in our skies.
If and when that happens, what would you like to, what would you ask him? Like, this is so weird. But, like, what would you want to know from, like, the alien species? Like, what would be, like, the one thing, like, if you could, like, communicate with them that would you would, like, want to know?
I think if I could have just one question, I would say to them, what is the most profound thing you have learned from your journey as a civilization?
That would just be insane. Like, I just hope they're nice, you know? Like, if they come.
Well, if they're not, we're in big trouble. Right. Because, frankly, I mean, any civilization with the technology to get here from there, given that even our fastest space probes, if we'd aimed them at the nearest star, aside from our own sun, it would take 75,000 years to get there. So any civilization that's visiting us has technology orders of magnitude above and beyond anything we've got. So absolutely, we'd better hope they're friendly, because if they're not, we're in big trouble.
I mean, when you say that, though, I'm kind of like, how is that really possible, though, that like that far away there's, I mean, I always think that we're not alone. I do believe that. But the fact that there's this other technology that's light years away, I mean, do you really truly think that's a possibility?
Yes, I think so. There's nothing, unless we thought that planet Earth was almost literally magical. I mean, and the more we find out about ourselves and the wider universe, actually, the more ordinary we look. Just an ordinary rocky little planet orbiting a fairly ordinary little star, and there are hundreds of billions of stars just in our one galaxy, and then hundreds of billions of galaxies in the universe. You know, there was a scientific study last year, and it was just a guess, and it came in with a really low number, and it said there might only be 36 alien civilizations in our galaxy. And then I did the math, and I said, wait a minute, that means that in the known universe, there would be 72 trillion civilizations. Wow. And my goodness, look, if we just find one other civilization, it's such a game changer that it would be beyond profound.
That's and what would insane. Science be able to like learn from that? I mean, what's like, why are we so obsessed with, you know, knowing about it just because we can like learn so much from how their civilization works?
Yes, I think so. I mean, one of the things that we hopefully would learn is the secret of viable interstellar travel, so that we too could travel between the stars and visit other civilizations and not be in a situation where it would just take, as I say, 75,000 years to get to the nearest one. So I'd love to acquire that technology, I suppose, and have a situation where that was something that humanity had access to. But who knows? I mean, pun intended, but the sky's the limit. And hopefully they would have insights for us that might help us in our struggle to end, you know, starvation, disease, poverty, all sorts of problems.
Yeah. Well, Nick, thank you so much for coming on. I appreciate all the insight, and hopefully we'll get some juicy details and we can fly up in a UFO together soon.
Well, I hope so. I look forward to it. Absolutely.
Okay. Thank you, Nick, so much. Appreciate it.
Sure thing. Bye now.
Bye-bye. For more information on UFO, watch UFOs Declassified live, a 3-hour multi-platform event beginning at 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Pacific on Wednesday, June 30th on Discovery Science Channel and Travel Channel. Okay, well, that was fascinating. And yeah, it's just, I'm not going to be able to sleep tonight because I don't have the kids this weekend. So
I don't think they'll hurt you. They would like love you.
See, like, I imagine that they look like the things from Quiet Place, but that they, like, they wrap you up in warm hugs. Like, they just want to be friends.
Kind souls.
Like, I can't handle it anymore.
Like, no more meanness.
No,
please.
No, no. Like, honestly, this is so morbid. Not morbid, but just weird. I've always wanted to, like, go into the countries that we have a hard time with and be like, why can't we just get along? Like, what do you need? Yeah. Like, how can I help? Like,
like Poppy from Trolls. Yeah. That's you.
Oh, I've never seen Poppy. Oh, my Poppy? God.
From Trolls.
I do not like Trolls.
What?
I don't know. They're
that's
weird.
Poppy. Oh, Poppy's amazing. She's just like not love.
I like the cartoons where, not cartoons, but I like the movies, the kids' movies where it's like Raya, like that's a human being. I don't know. I'm not like a big, the only one that I like that's not that is Ferdinand. Like, you know, how could you not like Ferdinand? But like everything else, I'm like, I can't relate to a troll. I hate trolls. Trolls are mean on the internet. I don't like trolls. I don't want to watch a movie about trolls.
These ones like, you know, like just throw confetti and love and they're sweet.
What about Toy Story?
He is a, so it's not my favorite. I'll be honest with you. It's not my favorite, but he is still a semi person, you know, like,
because so he's you relate Woody. To Woody and Buzz, not so much Mr. Potato Head and the dinosaur.
That's where you lose me. Yeah. That's where, that's where you honestly lose me. But like Up, gotta love Up, you know?
Up's great. Up's what great. About Cars?
No, don't like it. I don't relate to a car.
Interesting.
You know? Mm-hmm. It's like, yeah, it's like how could I relate to, oh, sorry, you didn't win your race, buddy. Like, but yeah, any like, you know, anime that's actually a person, like that's where you're going to get me. But you're not going to, literally the only one is Ferdinand. That I
love. How about Babe?
Huh?
Babe.
Is that the pig?
Yeah.
No.
Oh, that's the best. Oh, Babe is the greatest.
I don't think I've even seen it.
That's old school.
I guess it's old school.
I mean, maybe, oh shoot, I got ruined talking about dogs last time. So like, she's a terrible person. I didn't get rid of them. We're sharing custody. Okay, people.
We're co-parenting the dogs.
But the, yeah, I mean, Homeward Bound, I guess, was cute, but.
Secret Life of Pets?
No, I don't like it. Oh, okay. But I will say this. There is one that I do like. But again, very relatable because it's a human form-ish is Sing.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Because it's still.
So as long as they're people, if they look like animals, but then.
That's how trolls Easton's is. It's a troll. Go ahead, Easton. There's trolls aren't real. They're just real on the internet. I hate you.
Zootopia. Do you like Zootopia?
That's cool.
So that's what I was also going to say, Zootopia too, where it's like, again, it's human stuff that they look more human. I don't know. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't like the Grinch. I hate the Grinch. Hate the Grinch. They don't look like real people.
They look as human as the Zootopia characters do. No, they walk on two legs.
I don't like the way they look. They freak me out. It's just, they scare me.
Wow. Jana Kramer hates Who's. Breaking news.
That's going to be the headline.
No Yahoo Dores for you.
I don't know. I don't think they're relatable. I don't like them.
Jana doesn't relate. Forget about it.
Oh, gosh.
What about like The Simpsons? They're yellow and they have overbites. Is that a problem?
I don't get their humor.
I never watched it. I agree.
Okay. Yeah. Well, but it's not because of the humanoid nature of it. You just don't care for it.
I will say also that too. Like, you know, it's just... Yeah, I don't like it. Like, it has to be.
Well, they only have four fingers. So.
Yeah, it has to be believable to me. You know, I mean, give me something else. Like, I'm talking Aladdin. Like, even like Beauty and the Beast. Like, all those are great. You know, I'm having a tough one with Luca. I've only watched half of it. Jolie didn't like it.
I didn't watch it.
Yeah, I've only gotten through half of it. But now, give me like a movie like Raya. Like when she says, "I'll take the first step." Like, I'm like, ah,
yeah.
I feel you, sister.
Now, we just rewatched Little Mermaid this week. How do you feel about mermaids?
Amazing.
But they live underwater and they have fins. Isn't that a problem?
But she has legs at the end.
Yeah, she turns into a huge.
She makes the right decision in the end.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, this show has just turned super wacky. Love you guys. Have a great one. Hey there, mamas. Everyone knows how it goes. You're giving it your all to breastfeed or pump for your little one. But there are times when you might need a little extra help. That's where Traditional Medicinals Mother's Milk comes in. Mother's Milk is an organic herbal tea blend designed to support healthy lactation for breastfeeding and pumping moms. Plus, it's caffeine free. Learn more about Mother's Milk at traditionalmedicinals.com/mothersmilk. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. This sun season, evolve your sun care with new Banana Boat 360 coverage. With advanced control mist, it's a new way to spray. It's an all-new bottle for an all-new mist experience that smells great and is incredibly light on your skin.
Better control means coverage you can count on. To customize your spray, tap the trigger lightly to cover targeted areas or pull the trigger fully for a long, continuous spray, ensuring long-lasting banana boat protection. Plus, it's refillable, from sweat-resistant sport formula to kids SPF 50+. When headed to the beach, I want to make sure my kids are protected, so I never leave home without Banana Boat 360 Mist. Shop Banana Boat 360 Mist at Walmart, Target, or Amazon. In every pair of Tecovas boots, you can expect handmade quality, first wear comfort, and timeless Western style. Tecovas boots are always made from premium bovine and exotic leathers, and with occasional resoling, they will last a lifetime. The best way to shop for boots is at your local Tecovas store, where you'll be greeted by the smell of fresh leather and a friendly smile. Come on in, grab a cold one, get fitted by a pro, and shop the latest styles. Visit Tecovas.com. That's Tecovas, T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com, and don't go gently, y'all.
Hi, everyone. This is Rachel Zoe with the Climbing in Heels podcast. We recently sat down with a few recipients of the Botox Cosmetic, Onobotulinum Toxin A, and iFund Women grants at South by Southwest, thanks to Botox Cosmetic. Take a listen to our conversation. It's so good.
What advice would you give to upcoming, like, female entrepreneurs or just already sort of established trying to survive still?
I literally joke with my staff, and we always are saying, oh, you want to be an entrepreneur? You want to be broke all the time and working 24/7? Ooh.
Yeah, but
so,
look at you.
Yeah, right? But I'm here. So the advice that I give is, and I coined this, and I believe I said it on my TED Talk, that your passion follows you. You cannot follow your passion. So my advice is to let your passion follow you, get out of your own way, and never stop and never settle.
This episode was brought to you by Botox Cosmetic. Learn more at BotoxCosmetic.com and talk to your specialist to see if Botox Cosmetic is right for you. For full prescribing information, including boxed warning, call 877-351-0300 and follow the Climbing in Heels podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe where you listen to your podcast.